Keith Schroeder, Chairman of the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. And my farm is located in Near Strand, Minnesota, which is southeast of Northfield, southern Minnesota.
Keith, I know that the council continues to look for innovative ways to promote soybeans, and I found out this week that there's a partnership that's developed between a group of guys that are pretty popular on television and Minnesota Soybean. Diesel Sellers are the guys, and they're popular through a show on the Discovery Channel called Diesel Brothers. How did this partnership, relationship, whatever you want to call it, come into fruition?
Well, one of the goals we've got at the council right now is trying to promote more awareness, more education on biodiesel, because in May of 2017, the state will be switching to 20% biodiesel for the months of, I believe it's May through into November. So we just want to make the public, the mechanics, farmers, anybody who's associated with using diesel fuel, more information about, B20.
What can you tell me about the Diesel Sellers and their popularity and why you feel this would be a good avenue to help spread the word on this?
Well, we had a couple guys in the council that were somewhat familiar with them. And I've watched the show on Discovery Channel here for a couple of years. These are some guys out in Utah that kind of trick out diesel pickups mostly. They'll go up to a 2-ton, and they'll do military trucks. And Discovery Channel has done a great job with them. And so we thought, you know, those guys would be a great group to work with biodiesel, we wanted them to build a truck for us that runs on B20. So we also have somewhat of a partnership going with Ford. They're going to build a Ford truck for us using it'll be modified. It's going to be made into a farm service truck, and of course they'll jazz it up with their stuff, but it'll have a full warranty from Ford when it's all done. So Ford has been very helpful on cooperating on this project as well. So we'll get the truck built, and it's going to be displayed at the SEMA show in Las Vegas in November. But we're also going to have displays in the state of Minnesota. They're going to bring they'll have a truck similar to this one at Farm Fest, and we'll have it at the big corn soybean expo this winter, and probably Big Iron up in Fargo in September. So and then these guys are going to be coming in and out of the state helping promote biodiesel and what its benefits are. So it's just one of many items that we're working on to promote the awareness on B20 coming to Minnesota by next May.
I'm not familiar with the show, and as you got familiar with this group, the Diesel Sellers, they're out in Utah. Are they pretty familiar with biodiesel, the technology, some of the benefits that we're aware of, more so in the Midwest, or did they need a little bit of education?
They're very familiar with the fuel. They use it out there. They wanted to be able to highlight it more, but yes, we're giving them a lot of education, a lot of things, that farmers in Minnesota don't know about it, truck drivers, mechanics, and so they're learning more about it, just like we're trying to teach more people about it in the state of Minnesota. But the Discovery Channel is also very excited about it because they like to promote things that you would call green, renewable. And so it's pretty exciting for them, and we're going to get, some national exposure on this as well.
Keith, it probably goes without saying, but we should talk about it anyway. It's exciting to think about the expansion of B20, and you're always looking for more uses and more markets for soybeans that are grown in Minnesota, and so these are some really positive developments.
Yeah, when B20 comes in, there was a study done here about a year and a half ago that equates B10 and the amount of soy soybean oil that's used for diesel in the state of Minnesota has actually enhanced the price of soybeans approximately 63 cents per bushel. And so if you can imagine going from B10 to B20, now obviously it probably won't double, but it'll increase demand a lot, and so we'll easily be able to put more money in the farmer's pocket.
Anything else on diesel sellers in this partnership with the council?
No, we're just, it's been great. We've started talking to them a few months ago, and, you know, it always takes a while to work things out, and they've been so very gracious to work with, and they're actually anxious to work with us on a few other projects that they have in mind as well. So I think we're going to have a kind of a long-term arrangement with them. It's great.
Keith, I'd like to take just a minute or two and have you kind of sum up how the spring planting season went for you and what you're up to these days.
Yeah, we had, we had two plantings on our corn. We did a planting in April that I worried for 3 weeks on whether it was the right thing to do, and turned out very well. We had really good stands. And then we waited till into May to get the rest of our corn in. That came up good. And we planted the beans, and we're struggling a little bit with the soybeans. We've got some of the beans that were planted near Mother's Day in May. We've got some emergence problems. So we have done just a little. We started doing a little, just planting in amongst the field a little bit, adding some seed in parts of the field. So that's what's on our top of our list now.
You cut out there just for a moment. Is the emergence issue related to soil crusting, or what's going on there?
Yeah, it's crusting. We had all of southern Minnesota had these heavy rains for 2 weeks, and we had some crusting, and so we're dealing with it. We're just adding more seed. We're going out with the planter at lower populations and finding some of those trouble areas and adding more.
Yeah, with the wetness, we're hearing reports of a lot of weed pressure out there. What are you seeing on your acres?
I've been spraying my corn. I sprayed everything that didn't have any herbicide down, and there was a lot of giant ragweed and velvet leaf coming. And now I'm into the acres where I had a pre-emerge on, and there's still plenty of weeds coming, but real manageable. So. We've had some really nice weather for spraying. The fields have dried out, so I feel comfortable. Everybody will get across these fields and get these weeds under control, very shortly.